This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I'm trying to tame my earphones here. They're going insane on me. They must be liberal earphones. But we got them. We made them play in place. My earphones are in. I'm ready for the show. See, on radio, you don't see problems like that. But when your third hour is on national TV, you get to see the rush. I'm trying to get ready for television. I'm trying to get my screens ready. Shut this one off. Turn this one on, the pull screen on. Make sure the lighting is on for national TV. I join you from Wayne Manor. Wayne Allyn Root in the Roots War Room. Fordham Resources, by the way, is the main title sponsor of my national radio show. They're the title sponsor of this TV show. Fordham Resources, all about capitalism, man. You hear me all day long on this show celebrating capitalism. And nothing spells capitalism more than a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. That's Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 a share. Think about that for a minute. Can you imagine buying a stock at 15 cents a share, 15 cents a share, and then selling it at $200 a share? That created over $15 billion in shareholder profits, one of the most amazing stories in the history of Wall Street. And that CEO of Ultra Petroleum that made people $15 billion, this is now his new baby, Mark Bruner's new baby, is Fordham. Fordham Resource has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half the acreages have been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles, not acres. That's the size of nine times bigger, just about, than the size of the city of Manhattan, New York. U.S. ticker symbol, FTMR, and you can check them out at their website, FordhamResources.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, FordhamResources.com, FTMR ticker symbol. All right, news of the day. Trump vetoes the attempt to block the national emergency. Shame on you, any Republicans that voted against the national security emergency. It should be called the Wayne Root National Security Emergency, because this is my baby. I came up with the idea. I sent it to Trump in November, made sure it was hand-delivered to Trump, and next thing you know, Trump's doing it. Don't forget, I'm also the guy who sent to him border deniers. Call the Democrats border deniers. If you heard my opening commentary, it started the show, and Trump yesterday tweeted out Democrats are border deniers. Very proud of the fact that my stuff gets around, man. Everybody talks about my commentaries, my radio show, my national TV show here at Newsmax, exploding at the seams with all of you viewers coming on by the thousands per day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because you can't get this kind of raw truth or somebody who does it in an exciting, entertaining, comedic way, which I sometimes do, a passionate way, anywhere else on television. There's nowhere else for conservatives to turn. No one has got that mix on Fox News, and no one is able to tell you the raw truth on Fox News. But Trump vetoed, and that means that barring the Supreme Court not siding with Trump, we're going to get the money from the national security emergency, which you'll get from the military budget, and all will be well. And I don't think the Supreme Court has any opportunity here to vote against Trump, because Attorney General Bill Barr defends President Trump in the Oval Office. He says, your declaration of border emergency is clearly authorized. I read you a letter yesterday. I don't remember if it was here on the TV show or on my national radio show on USA Radio. But I read you a letter from one of my listeners, and he summed up my views very well. He said he looked over the history of the last, like, five presidents, and there were like 30 national securities authorized, and he said not one of them was actually a security emergency. or an emergency of any kind. None of them were crises. National security crisis emergencies, none of them were a real crisis. Nothing was life or death for the American people. This one is really a national security emergency and a national crisis on the southern border. 180,000 people coming across the border is a national security emergency. They all want welfare, cradle to grave. Many of them are murderers. Many of them are rapists. Not all of them. Many of them are robbers. Many of them are gangbangers. Many of them are MS-13. First they rape you, then they stab you 75 times, then they cut off your head. Do you want them in the United States? I don't. It's an emergency. There's a human trafficking emergency. There's a child trafficking emergency. There's a female rape emergency. There's a child rape emergency. There's a drug trafficking emergency. There's an opioid crisis emergency. There's an environmental and eco emergency. Can you imagine liberals always complaining there's too many people in the world, overpopulation, and then you want to let them all into America to destroy our country? To face and defecate in our country? You don't believe me? Look at San Francisco if you don't believe me. It's nothing but feces and pee, urine, and drug needles all over the ground. Kids could get stuck with a heroin needle and get AIDS or be injected with heroin all over the streets of San Francisco. Don't take my word for it. Many health experts say it's the dirtiest city in the world, now dirtier than the worst cities in India and other third world nations, Brazil. Why is that? Because we let all these illegals in. What about the disease emergency? What's going to happen when they give us, you know, just an incredible disease epidemic like TB or measles or mumps or whatever they may be? It's just incredible to me. Liberals are like, you know, liberals are like Nazis or Stalin when it comes to censorship and banning and when it comes to mind control. They want everybody to get vaccines for their kids, or you should go to prison. Your kids should be barred from school. Well, instead of everyone getting vaccines, maybe you should stop letting people into the country that are spreading disease, that are bringing back diseases that we killed a long time ago in the United States of America. Maybe you should think about that instead of worrying about forcing people to get vaccines who don't want to be forced. But here's what the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, said. Mr. President, your declaration of an emergency on the southern border was clearly authorized under the law and consistent with past presidents. The humanitarian and security crisis that we currently have right now on the border is exactly the type of emergency that presidents are permitted to address. So my buddy who listens to this show, Larry, he studied all the past emergency declarations. He doesn't think any of them are an emergency or a crisis. This one is, and liberals are freaking out. How about this is rich. The National Zoo in Washington, D.C. is going to build more fences to enhance security. This comes the same week that Democrats and 12 turncoat Republicans refuse security barriers at the U.S. border. And by the way, are you aware that in our budget, foreign aid is all kinds of money that adds up to billions of dollars to build walls in foreign countries, including Jordan? We spent almost $1 billion on a wall in Jordan to keep out Muslim extremists. And in the United States, you're not allowed to build a wall, and any amount of money is too much? Even though you gave all that money to Jordan and all the other Middle Eastern countries, and the zoo is building walls and fences? Gotta love the hypocrites in Washington, right? The Smithsonian National Zoo is hoping to continue making the place a neighborly place to visit by adding more fences throughout the zoo to increase visitor safety. You don't want the visitors getting in, and you don't want the animals, which are dangerous, getting out. So what do? You build walls. Walls work. I think maybe we should assign Democrats to zoos. They should live behind the, you know, the lion enclosure. And we could look in and study Democrats. It's a whole species of people that are in complete denial and want to ruin our country. Species of people that believe in communist re-education camps and banning and censoring conservatives. It's a species of people that want welfare and murderers and rapists in our country. It's a species of people that want women, obviously, to be raped on the way up to the dangerous border and don't care. It's a species of people like Governor Gavin Newsom that hate the death penalty after 12 jurors unanimously agreed you're a murderer and a piece of garbage, and he doesn't want to kill you, execute you, but he doesn't mind executing mass murder of babies on the moment they're born and after. And he doesn't mind the fact that his own residents and citizens of California are being murdered by illegals day and night, night and day, up and down the state. Murdered by illegals, that doesn't bother him. He lets them out. He won't let them hand over the criminals to ICE. Can you imagine? But he has a problem with putting to death crazy people that murder his own citizens. So I think we should put Gavin Newsom in a zoo behind the lion enclosure and watch them and study them and figure out how to stop liberals from ruining our country and the world. Because these people are crazy and they are dangerous. We should put Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez behind the zoo enclosure and study her. Because I got to figure out how it's possible you could comment on the college cheating scandal, Alexandria, and say this is about rich people cheating, but it doesn't bother you that illegals cheat all the time. And your response to that is not to send them to prison, not to criticize them, but when illegal parents bring their children into the country illegally, you want to reward them with free college. Well, I got to pay full price for my kids, and I'm an American citizen. I don't understand that. Democrats love cheating. Democrats are the biggest cheats in the world. They love illegal aliens voting. They love illegal aliens getting earned income tax credits at the end of the year, even though they earn no income on the books. They love illegal immigrant children in school. 20,000 a kid to educate them. They're here illegally. You're bankrupting our taxpayers. They're demanding you cover all the health costs of illegal aliens. So if you're willing to punish rich white people, all of whom are liberal, by the way, almost everybody caught in this college scandal is a Hollywood liberal or a corporate liberal. They all support Democrats for president. They all hate Trump, and their kids all have Trump derangement syndrome, by the way. But if you're so hip on arresting rich people for cheating, why don't you arrest illegal poor people for cheating? They break into the country, they steal voter ID, they vote illegally, they bring drugs with them, they commit murders and rapes, and you don't want to deport them. Cheating doesn't seem to bother you when it's a person of color and they're poor and they're criminals. That doesn't bother you now, does it? I think we need to put them behind the zoo enclosure and study liberals. For years to come, we'll be looking at them. Wow, are these people strange? Kids will be entertained. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there. It's coming up on Sunday, right? It's this weekend, I know, but I think it's Sunday, yeah. Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. All my Irish friends, Scottish friends, Wales friends, you name it. Happy St. Paddy's Day to all of you. Should be a wonderful day. All of you going to go out and have a great time and hoist one for me, Wayne Allen Root, all right? And by the way, my board op, who's the greatest guy in the world, Chris O'Sullivan, happy St. Paddy's Day to you, Chris. Enjoy the weekend. Happy Jewish St. Paddy's Day, I should say, right? See? He's saying watch that in my ear. Here's the bad news, okay? The bad news is 49 killed at mosques in one of the darkest days in the history of New Zealand. Terrible, terrible thing. I get that. I tweeted out instantly after it happened how horrible it was and how awful it was. But my first thought was, they were sitting ducks. I've seen this so many times. It's always in gun-free zones or gun-free cities or gun-free counties, gun-free churches, gun-free temples, gun-free mosques, even a gun-free military base. Remember that attack in Texas? It happened at a military base where nobody was allowed to carry guns. They're all sitting ducks. One guy carries a gun. One criminal brings a gun in, and you're all dead. You can't fight a gun without a gun. And so my first thought was one gun in the hands of one good person might have ended this bloodshed before it began, or certainly might have limited the bloodshed. And I knew liberals would freak out. And then minutes after I wrote it, it said that the attacker or attackers, I'm still not certain. I'm confused whether there were multiple attackers, but I know that one attacker went to a second mosque. Maybe it was after he killed all those people in the first one. The same guy went to a second mosque, and he would have killed another 50 people and injured another 50 gravely. And instead, somebody there had a gun and shot at him, and he ran to his car and raced away. A gun saved many lives. So don't tell me guns kill people. It's a gun that saves people. So I think that's the lesson of this whole thing. Also, I feel horrible for the people of New Zealand because it's a terrible national tragedy. But you didn't do it. One madman did it. One crazy nutcase did it. And guess what? ISIS says revenge is coming. We're coming to get you in New Zealand. So they're blaming New Zealand people who did nothing wrong. It's as if my neighbor gets killed next door to me, and I get the blame, and his family comes after me. Well, wait a minute. Some random killer killed my neighbor who I don't even know, and you're going to come after me? What did I have to do with it? New Zealand didn't kill your fellow Islamic people, fellow Muslims. It was one crazy nutcase who killed them. Why should ISIS take it out on the country of New Zealand? I pray to God that the New Zealand people are safe and nobody comes after them. But what's really bad is when you look up who this guy really is, the liberal media lied again. And here's what it is. The media doesn't actually lie. If it says, if there's a sentence in my resume that says Wayne Root is Jewish, but Wayne Root took Christ as his savior, which is true, about 30 years ago, the media would say Wayne Root is a crazy, whacked out extremist Christian. They'd leave out the part where it says Wayne Root's Jewish. That's not really a lie. You're telling the truth. You're basing part of it on the fact that I'm a Christian, but you totally leave out that I'm Jewish. I'm just trying to think of an example. This guy said in his manifesto, this crazy man, who I don't even mention his name in the media, so let's not even mention it, but he said in his crazy manifesto that he believes in some of the things Trump does, and he's a white extremist, and he doesn't like Muslims. But then he said he's a socialist and a Marxist and a communist, and he said he's an environmentalist. Environmental fascist, I believe he said. So here's a guy who's very confused, and he appears to be a leftist and a socialist. So why don't we blame Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for the murders? She's a socialist, he's a socialist, and it happened in New Zealand, thousands of miles away. Has nothing to do with her, but why doesn't the right blame her? Because the left went out of their way to blame Trump. Is Trump in New Zealand? Has Trump got anything to do with politics in New Zealand? Is Trump in Australia? No, this guy's from Australia. Went to New Zealand to do the killing. Has Trump ever preached anyone should kill Muslims? No. Do I ever preach anyone should kill Muslims? No. Do I like a Muslim who's a good guy with a gun? Yes. Am I glad that Muslim stopped more deaths at the second mosque? Yes. Do guns save lives? Yes. So it's just so sad that they made him out to be a Trump guy. UK Daily Mail, which I actually like, said Trump's a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose. The New Zealand gunman's sick manifesto reveals he supported the president wanted to spark a civil war in the U.S. It's not true. He said that, and then the second sentence was, am I a supporter of Trump? Oh, God, no. I'm a socialist and a fascist environmentalist. Rush Limbaugh thinks it was a false flag, that he was a leftist looking to destroy the conservative movement. I don't know if that's true. But John Cusack wins the award for the dumbest idiot in Hollywood. He says, democracy doesn't survive, in response to this killing in New Zealand, democracy doesn't survive unless Trump rots in prison. What an idiot. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. These Hollywood people are out of their minds. We'll be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump issues his first veto, overruling Congress to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was. And I have to, in particular, thank the Republican strong, wonderful people, the Republican senators that were on our side and on the side of border security.
Former FBI Joint Task Force member Steve Rogers tells Fox News, if you see something, say something, after the terrorist shooting that took place at a New Zealand mosque, injuring 40 people and killing 49 others.
It's incidents like this that will trigger those on the edge that will attempt to copycat this horrific act. So saying that, law enforcement worldwide, not only here in America, but worldwide, they have data banks of people that they are watching, that they're looking at, that they're surveilling.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I got to get this computer to cooperate with me. It loves to come on at the weirdest moments. On radio, you don't care, right? I'm actually looking at the internet the whole time I'm doing my national radio show. But when the last hour becomes Newsmax TV, you don't want the light smashing in the face to upset all the camera lighting we work so hard to get right here. Before I get to the sponsor show, I got to shout out to somebody. Esther Ferris, I promised I'd shout out to her, in Elmira, New York. She is the mom of Judge Jeanine, the great Judge Jeanine Pirro of Fox News, one of my favorite people in the world and one of Donald Trump's favorite people in the world, and she is the greatest Judge Jeanine. Well, this is her mom, Esther Pirro. She's 90 years old. She watches this show every night. She's a huge fan, Judge Jeanine told me, and I just wanted to say hi to Esther and hi to Judge Jeanine. Great people. I mean, this is the backbone of America. And the saddest part is that New York is such a liberal state. And yet I know so many great people in New York who are great conservatives, great libertarians, great Republicans, great capitalists, great patriots. They love this country, and yet they're stuck in New York, which is enemy-occupied territory. It's like I know so many great Republicans in California, and yet they're stuck in enemy-occupied, you know, Communist People's Republic of California in New York. It's just sad. I have Republicans. Friends in Chicago. You know, there's good conservatives everywhere. And by the way, Esther Ferris, thanks for watching every night. We really love you. Thank you. Hope you live to be 190. You watch me for the next 100 years. You're the best. Judge Jeanine, you're the best. So I also wanted to say there was a study out recently. I think it's Gallup, if I'm not mistaken. It's either Gallup or Pew. And they said in 44 states, conservatives outnumber liberals. And it's 43, I think it is, 43 states, and then in 6 states, liberals outnumber conservatives, and in 1 state, it's dead even, 29% to 29%. So it's 43, 6, and 1, right? That's 50 states, 43, 6, and 1. Now, you tell me, in America, liberals act like they own the world, they own the country, they're the ones in control. If you were a hockey team, if you were a basketball team, if you were a baseball team, if you're an NFL football team, right? And your record is 43-6-1. You have the greatest record in the world, and you're the world champion. You're going to win the Super Bowl. 43-6-1, that's the best record in the world. That's the conservative record versus the liberal record. That's why until this very last election, I believe Democrats cheated dramatically in the last election with those absentee ballots at the last minute. And on election night, they bring in hundreds of thousands of absentee ballots. They turned Montana, they turned Arizona, states where we were winning on election night for U.S. Senator would have been a colossal Republican win. And then in the House, I suppose no matter what we did, we might have lost the House, but we weren't going to lose it as big as we lost it. They stole so many seats. I believe the last count was 25 seats we were leading on election night, and then they brought in absentee ballots and we lost. It's a joke. And so, you know, discounting that, that's one place, the U.S. House. We control the presidency. We control the Senate. Until the last November election, we control the House. We control the Supreme Court, Republicans, conservatives. We control state legislatures, both halves of them in many, many states, far more than Democrats. And in general, more state legislators than Democrats. We control governors. We control lieutenant governors. We control secretary of states. All over this country, Republican conservatives dominate, and Republican conservative philosophy dominates. But you never know it watching TV, because Democrats control the media. Not Democrats. Commies. Liberal, commie, pinko, radical, socialist, Marxist, Bolshevik losers control the media. And so they lie to you all day and try and make you, because everyone wants to be the winner. So they make you try and believe we're the losers, and they're the winners, and everybody cool and hip. Hollywood and all the young people at college, and all the professors, and all the lawyers, and all the judges, and social media in Silicon Valley, they're all liberal, so the cool people are liberal. Well, guess what? The cool thing is to be conservative, because the whole rest of the country, who was born in America and is normal and pays taxes and has a job and has ambition, overwhelmingly red conservative Republican. So how's that? Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. I want to make sure you know that we have these great sponsors who sign the front of the check and make this show possible. And that's why I do these live reads. Nobody else on TV does it. Radio hosts do it. And I brought this idea with me to TV. There's nobody in the entire TV world that does a live read in the middle of the show except me. Because I want to thank my sponsors who are so good to me. They're all good friends of mine. They've been friends of mine for many years. Sam Landis took my case, was a huge fan of mine, and practically begged me to take my case when the IRS under Obama came after me and tried to destroy my life. And we have the proof. Because eventually Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch sued the IRS and got all my IRS files after a one-year battle where they refused to turn them over and broke the law. Of course, government breaks the law every day. The rest of us go to jail if we break the law. But they finally turned them over, and we saw my files, and they wrote on my files, we're going to get this guy. He's a conservative. We're going to destroy him. This happened under Obama. Why isn't Obama in prison? You know Valerie Jarrett must have been the one who ordered it. She's the one that made the phone call to the IRS. Well, Sam Landis beat him anyway. With the President of the United States, me on his enemies list, and us having proof of that, and a Democratic U.S. Senator initiating the investigation against Wayne Root, and the whole government against me, and Lois Lerner overseeing my case, I won because Sam Landis is on my team, and led the team, led the battle. And we beat him, and 6 days later, new IRS audit, and Sam Landis led the battle again, and we beat him again. So thank you, Sam Landis. You're the best. He'll take care of all of you. The phone number is 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. The website is WeHelpYou.com. WeHelpYou.com, numerically 800-934-3578. Best damn tax lawyer in America. Thank you, Sam. All right, let's grab some calls. We got John in Washington, D.C. on line one. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing, honorary Italian? Something happened in Staten Island that kind of shocked me this week. But the reason John Gotti's son, I guess, is out of prison now.
No. It's John Gotti's brother, Gene Gotti.
A brother.
Who's being suspected.
Right.
Let's not cast aspersions. We don't know, but the police are looking at him for this mob hit in Staten Island. It was a particularly message-sending hit. You know, I'm an aficionado. I'm a Jewish kid who grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood in New York, and I love the mob. I've studied it my whole life. Do you know what my senior thesis was, John, at Columbia University? I'm the only guy in the history of the world that ever went to an Ivy League school, and my senior thesis to graduate Columbia was Jewish mobsters in the 1930s in America. That was my senior thesis. I studied Meyer Lansky, Bugsy Siegel. I can't remember all the names. The guy from Detroit, whose name I forget now. There was a long list of names, and I studied them all. But I love mob lore and mob history, and this was a wild hit. First big mob hit since 1985 when John Gotti knocked off Castellano right in front of Sparks Steakhouse in New York. This one was in Staten Island where they killed a guy right in front of his house 2 days ago. They rammed his car. He ran out to the driveway to see what was going on. They shot him like 7 times, and then they ran him over with a pickup truck to make sure he was dead. That'll do it. So
yep.
The mob is out
time.
Again.
Hey,
I've always been fascinated
by the
mob. I
just wanted to say something about your son.
Yes.
He's trying to get in. He wanted to get into the USC.
Yes.
And you thought you were going to get a 50% scholarship. It
yes.
sounds like you got a great case, especially with all the scandal now with the Hollywood
yeah.
people to
tell me about
giving
it.
Bribes and everything and messing around with test scores. You might end up sending your son there for nothing, you know, for free, because I think you're definitely being discriminated against. I went to an Ivy League school in the 50s.
What school did you go to? What school did you go to?
I went to Dartmouth. I graduated in 1962, and there were two Jewish houses, Tep, and I forget the other one. And the school was so anti-Jewish that they had a quota about how many Jews they could accept.
Oh, yeah, they all used to have quotas, yeah. They did.
Yeah.
Now they have an Asian quota. You know that, right? They all have Asian quotas now. They won't let Asians
yeah.
in because they're too smart. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah, well,
with
in those days, they didn't have that many Asians, so they didn't have to have a quota for them. But I think you ought to look at the anti-Semitic thing involved in this decision also. But I think you got a great case, and I hope you prevail. It's a shame your son still wants to go there, and, you know.
I don't know if he still. I don't know if he still wants to go there because he was so angry at all this. He was so in shock that you know it's kind of like you know if you're dating a gal or you're married to a gal and she cheats on you. There's two ways it can go.
Yeah.
Then she comes back and begs you and says, "I made a big mistake. I really love you. I shouldn't have gone with the other guy." And your reaction is either go to hell, I never want to speak to you, or your reaction is, "I still love you." Right? It could be one of those two.
Well,
I don't know which one Hudson's going to go with. We'll see. So.
I think the best thing to do is maybe just rebuke them, even though, after you win your case. And hopefully there'll be some settlement involved. But what I wanted to say about Trump is the guy is doing a great job with all the obstacles he's got thrown in his way.
Correct.
And I noticed that all the markets were up today, the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ and the Russell, that they really made a great recovery, even with the problems that Boeing has had. Boeing has been pulling down the market for most of the week. But even Sully, that great pilot, you know, the miracle on the Hudson, he's saying that they shouldn't have had a trainee in that last plane that crashed. And he's right. I take him as knowing what he's talking about.
Hey, John, we got to run. The segment's just about over. I want to get some more callers. Mark in Philly, Rich in Idaho, Derek in Oregon. John, we appreciate your intelligent banter. We like it. Thank you for the call. John from Dartmouth, another conservative intellectual that follows this show. All smart conservatives follow this show. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this show. Want to say some nice things about them. They have what I call golden credibility. They're a gold and silver discounter. They sell gold and silver and precious metals at a reduced price, so you get in at a good price, and therefore you can get out at a good price and hopefully make a nice profit. 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. How's that for golden credibility? Give them a call. They want to prove to you, once you buy from Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Everybody needs some gold. Everybody needs some silver, because bad things could be coming down the pike. You and I both know it. The debt of the world. Debt crisis coming. Call them at 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 800-780-9000. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I love my fans. I was just talking about Esther Ferris, right? She is Judge Jeanine's mom, Judge Jeanine from Fox News, who's the greatest, and Donald Trump thinks so too. We both love her. But her mom, and she just, Judge Jeanine just sent me, she was so happy that I mentioned her, and she said she, Esther Ferris, is so happy that I'm feeling better after my kidney stone surgery. So there's a true fan, right? All of you have been following me. I've gotten hundreds of emails saying they're all relieved that I'm better, I'm okay. It's first surgery in my whole life in a hospital with anesthesia and all that, and I am feeling better, but you know who gets the credit? And thank you, Esther, for caring, and thank all of you who sent me those nice letters. You're all such nice people. Synergetics gets the credit, because I had this base and foundation of health heading into the surgery, right? I felt the best of my life, and then all of a sudden I got hit by the kidney stones, and I had to have that surgery. There was no other way to get them out, so they got them out. Now I feel like 180%. You know, not 100% better, 180% better. I feel better than I have for the last 10 years before I ever had the kidney stones. So it was that foundation of health that enabled me to recover so quickly from the surgery. You can't help sometimes getting sick, and kidney stones are a part of life, especially a guy like me who's a caveman and eats meat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But having meat and eggs, I eat like 15 eggs a day and lots of meat. That's what I enjoy. I'm a caveman. What can I tell you? But I try to make it organic most of the time. So all I could say is that the day after my surgery, okay, I came home. I had it on Thursday night, came home on Friday. Friday afternoon, I guested on my own radio show. We had a guest host in for 2 days, and they called me up and said, how do you feel? I said, how about if I come on the show? And I did a half hour on my own radio show the day after major surgery. And then 3 days later, I did my three-hour show, and that's it. I went on. I didn't really miss anything. That's pretty amazing. So thank you, Synergetics, for making Wayne Root great again. Donald Trump makes America great again. Synergetics makes Americans great again, one American at a time. Give him a call and tell him you want the Wayne Root treatment, you want to be great again. Phone number is 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, and you get a free, no-obligation consultation. 888-YOUNGER, what they did for me is amazing. And, oh, by the way, they did a fitness test with me the day I joined and a fitness test 6 months later, which is about 3 months ago, 4 months ago. and I was 60% improved, just a smidge under 6-0. I think it was like 57% improved fitness level because of the Cenogenics program. So give them a call, 888-YOUNGER, or you can email them or go online at Cenogenics.com. C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenogenics.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you, free, no obligation consultation. Let's take Mary Rose in Illinois, one of my pet favorites. Hey, Mary Rose, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Wayne?
Very good. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say about the mob hit they keep saying.
Yes.
I don't believe it was the mob that killed this guy. It's not the mob's style to kill somebody in front of their house. I think it had something to do with drugs, because these younger guys are really into the drugs, you know, deals and all this. And I probably was gang-related, something in that order.
Well,
because
you know,
it usually doesn't happen like that.
I read the whole story. They did say exactly what you're saying, that the mob never kills anyone at their own home, but that things have changed and somebody wanted to make a statement is what the police think, and that's why they did it. But, yes, you're very knowledgeable. I'm surprised that you
know
that the mob never does it. They don't. You're from Chicago.
I'm Italian.
Italian from Chicago.
Yeah.
I get it. But by the way, what you're talking about, that battle between young mobsters who want to sell drugs and older ones that don't, that's
right.
Been going on since the beginning of time. That was in The Godfather. Even then, The Godfather, right? The main character, Marlon Brando, said, "We don't want you selling any drugs," and they shot him and tried to assassinate him because they wanted to be in the heroin business. He thought it was dirty and disgusting. So that battle's been going on forever. So,
oh, yeah, because that's a no-no.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day.
Yeah, I get it. All right, so we'll see. It's only time will tell, but it does make sense, by the way. I would agree with you, except that Gene Gotti, John Gotti's brother, just
right.
got out of prison a year ago and wants to take over the Gambino family again. And the other guy, whose name I can't remember, he just got out of prison, and he's the one that actually pulled the trigger against Castellano, and he just got out of prison, and they're probably doing a takeover of the family, and they needed to make a real vicious statement for whatever reason. But who knows? Hey, Mary Rose, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Hope you and your husband are doing great. Have yourself a healthy St. Patty's Day. Let's take Mark in Philly. Probably the last call of the night. Sorry, Richard, I know Derek in Oregon, but we got Mark in Philly. Last call of the night, Mark.
Hi, Wayne. How you doing?
Very good.
I just got one question. I'm doing great. I just got, first of all, I'm an independent. I just got a question about the wall. It's going to become an issue, obviously.
Okay.
Who's going to build that wall? I mean, everybody, you know, you hear one side doesn't want it, one side wants it. But I think we need more information about it. Who's actually going to build it, maintain it, patrol it? It looks like to me you could throw drugs over the wall.
Listen, to me, the answer is very clear. The illegals should build it. They work cheap. I'm just kidding. I think what you should understand is that when I used to live in New York and Trump was my hero, I graduated Columbia University and Trump was busy building Trump Tower and he was my hero. He's the guy that took over the Woolman skating rink in Central Park and built it, first of all, for free. He didn't charge the government anything. And he brought it in way under budget. The government thought it would cost, and he did it way faster than the government thought it would cost. So let's think of Trump not just as a president, but as a real estate developer. He's the guy that should be in charge of building it and bringing it in under cost. They say $25 billion. Let's bring it in at $19 billion. Let's do it in record time. If Trump could do the Woolman ice skating rink, why can't he do the wall in record time? And let's put signs on the wall, plaques, like they do on highways, sponsored by the Wayne Root Corporation, right? And that'll pay for the wall. So the American people don't have to. All right, we'll see you on Monday. God bless. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.